to Luke chapter 21. Luke 21. Verse 29. And he told them the parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourselves that the summer is now near. Even so you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. These are the verses for the moment. Let us look to the Lord once again in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much because your mercy we may gather this way. Again and again you attract us with yourself. Lord, we pray that tonight you will continue to work in our midst. We thank you for your presence so far. But our desire tonight is that, Lord, give us an open heaven. That we may see your glory through this sacred page. We are here and wait before you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now we would like to share something. We would like to continue what we have shared this morning. Now we come to a very important point. Because our Lord has mentioned that, behold the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourself that summer is now near. Now it becomes very clear. Now when fig tree put forth leaves, and we know summer is near. We know our Lord is at the door. And now we know that prophecy has been wonderfully fulfilled in
1948.
But then our Lord reminds us, not just fig tree, all the trees. So now we want to know, what are these trees? These trees must be the ancient nations mentioned in the Bible. Now according to this prophecy, they also will revive at the end time. So before the Lord returns, this ancient nation will again play a very important role. Now yesterday we knew that one of the trees referred to Babylon. Now we know after 2,520 years, we know the tree of Babylon revive again. So now we see the initial and partial fulfillment of this wonderful prophecy. But this is only the beginning. Before the Lord returned, we were all witness of Babylon's fallen. But now we would like to go one step further. Because the Lord said all the trees. So definitely is more than Babylon. So this morning we spent almost 1 hour together. We tried to find out from the Word of God. Now what are these trees? So now we remember this morning we studied Isaiah and also Jeremiah. Now we already know, now it's not very clear, from chapter 1 to chapter 12, the fig tree. Then chapter 13 all the way to chapter
35.
And now we talk about, we were told the, all the trees. First 12 chapter Israel. Then chapter 13 to 35, the nations. Now because Isaiah, when he mentioned about Babylon, it always referred to Babylon at the end times. So those ancient nations actually will play a very important role at the end times. So we remember the name Philistine. Means today's Palestinian. And then you have Jordan. And you have Saudi Arabia. And you also have Syria. So we got the list of the names there. These nations were not only the ancient nations. Because Isaiah, the emphasis of Isaiah is the end time. So according to Isaiah, now we roughly know the names of the name of those nations which will revive again. Now this also confirmed by Jeremiah. Because Jeremiah first 45 chapters. Again, victory. Israel. But then from chapter 45 to all the way to chapter 51. Again, nations. Again, we saw the names of ancient nations. Of course, when Jeremiah predicted the future about all these nations. Now, we know that by that time, these were yet to be fulfilled. But remember, because if we look back, because those prophecies have been fulfilled. So those nations actually are the nations of history. So Isaiah, those nations, Isaiah talked about those nations end up with the end days. Now end up with the day of the Lord. End up with the day with the period of great tribulation. Now that's Isaiah. But if you still put it to Jeremiah, now you find it did not end up at the end times. And the last chapter of Jeremiah is speaking of the destruction of Jerusalem in history. Now as far as we are concerned, in the 21st century, when we look back, we know this already belongs to us. Then if you compare these two lists of the names of nations, almost exactly equal. Those ancient nations were in history. But according to Isaiah, now at the end day, they will play again important role. now I think we are very clear according to Jeremiah, according to Isaiah. Now we got the list of the name of these nations. Now according to our Lord's prophecy, these ancient nations will be revived again. And now we will ask one question. In what way they will revive? What kind of role they are going to play? So again, we need the Word of God to explain the Word of God. Do you see that? We use Isaiah and Jeremiah to explain the Word of our Lord. The fig tree and all the trees. Israel and the nations. And now if we want to go one step further, now in what way these nations will be revived? Now we have to come to a very important chapter in the Bible. Because in this chapter, the Holy Spirit tried to put all these things together. Holy Spirit tried to sort it out for everyone. Then, in that single chapter, you will find the name actually already appeared in Isaiah and also in Jeremiah. So that chapter is one of the great prophecies in the Bible. And actually, this prophecy is being fulfilled before our eyes. You are the witness, I am also the witness. We are so fortunate that we may live in this area, in this time. So now we are going to see that how wonderfully this prophecy is being fulfilled in our eyes. So now let's turn to Psalm 83. Now Psalm 83 is a prophetic song. Now is the events mentioned in this chapter never been fulfilled. Let us read from the verse 1. O God, do not remain quiet. Do not be silent, and O God, do not be still. For behold, thy enemies make an uproar, and those who hate thee have exalted themselves. They make true plans against thy people, conspire together against thy treasured ones. Now thy treasure one also can be translated as thy hidden ones. Now verse 4. They have said, come and let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. Do you see that? Now these people are the enemy of Israel. So they said, come, let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel to remember no more. And then verse 5. For they had conspired together with one mind. Again thee do they make a covenant. So now you discover these people, they make an alliance. Do you see that? They make a covenant. So now they conspire together with one mind. Now we will ask, who are these people? So now, remember, starting from verse 6. Now you have a list of names. Now the tens of Edom and the Ishmaelites. Moab and the Hagarites. Jabal and Ammon and Amalek. Philistia with inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also has joined with them. They become a help to the children of Lot. Now, remember, if you go through these names, it is so clear, this is actually the name list given in Isaiah and also given in Jeremiah. Do you see that? In those two books, the nation of Edom. Now Edom actually referred to Jordan today. And Ishmaelites. So this means they are Arabs. You remember? Now, in Jeremiah, talk about Kedar. That referred to today's Saudi Arabia. And probably you forgot already. So let me try to review it for you. Let's go back to Isaiah once again. Especially, let us go back to Isaiah 21. Now see what the Bible says there. Now Isaiah 21. Now verse 11. The oracle concerning Duma. Now, this name is quite unusual to you. The oracle concerning Duma. And then, verse 13. The oracle or the prophecy about Arabia. Now, I will explain to you a little bit later, more detail later. Duma here represents the descendants of Ishmael. So they actually refer to Arab people today. Do you see that? Abraham has two sons. Ishmael and Isaac. Now, Ishmael is the forefather of the Arabs today. Now, the descendants of Isaac actually is the Jewish people or people of Israel today. Do you see that? So now we have a prophecy. Now, oracle means the prophecy. Concerning Duma. So if you want to know the future of the Arabs, now here you will find a prophecy. But don't forget, all the nations here is always connected with end times. So now we are being given here. Now, before the Lord returns, how Arab people will play a very important role. So you have a prophecy about the people of Arabs. Then verse 13. Now, the oracle or the prophecy about Arabia. Now here is talking about the land of the Arabs. Now everybody knows the land or hometown of Arab is Arab Peninsula. So verse 11 is a prophecy about of people. Now verse 13 is a prophecy about a land. You see that? As far as people is concerned, if you want to know the future of the Arabs, now that's verse 11. If you want to know the future of Arabian Peninsula, now that's verse 13 all the way to verse 17. So now you're clear, now you're very clear. According to Isaiah, now you do, now you see, you do find the Ishmaelites. You see, because you have Duma, you have Arabian Peninsula. So my brother and sister, now it's very interesting. Now Arabs, well, Arab people definitely will play a very important role. Now actually, now we already see these prophecies being fulfilled. The now important thing is this. Now we already have a name list of all these trees. But in what way, in what kind of role they are going to play? Now we go back to Psalm 83 again. Now, when you go back to that book, when you go back to that chapters, now this time again, God put all of His name together. So now we want to know in what way they will revive. And now they will unite together, become a very important power. Now they are going to confront with Israel. So brothers and sisters, now you discover that all these names are here. Alright, let's review again. Let's come back to verse verse 5 again. The plans of Edom and the Ishmaelites. So you see, you have Jordan here. You have the nation of Arabs here. And you have Moab. That's Jordan. You have the Hagarites. That's Egyptians. So you remember in those two books, two books of prophecy of one book, Isaiah and Jeremiah, you have this name, Egypt. And verse 7, Jabal. Now, Jabal in the Bible actually refers to today's Lebanon. Because now, we remember, now many cedar trees from Lebanon. So, now that's, and then Ammon. That's Jordan again. And then Amalek. Now, Amalek in the Bible also the descendants of Ishmael. So they are Arabs. Now remember, if you visit Egypt, sometimes we are very ignorant, no? So someone will say, oh, you are Arabs. No, they are very angry. We are Egyptians. So they are different people. So you see, now Amalek, actually they belong to the descendants of Ishmael. Now Philistia. Now don't forget that today is Palestine. So if you want to know the future of Palestine, study your prophecy. Now whether one day there will be a rebirth of nation of Philistine. We have to come back to the Bible. Now according to the plan of George Bush and Tony Blair. So now they already have plans for the future of Israel and the Palestinians. according to that plan, 2005, there will be a nation of
Palestinians.
So remember, according to the Bible here, now Palestinians definitely will play a very important role. You see? So now here we have the name of Palestine. With the inhabitants of Tyre. Now Tyre is today's Lebanon again. And then verse 8. Assyria also has joined with them. Now you have to be careful. Now, when you study biblical prophecy, now, when Bible mentions Assyria, normally it refers to Babylonian Empire or Persian Empire. That's the way how our Holy Spirit used that term Assyria. So if that refers to Babylonian Empire and also Persian Empire, so it means today's Iraq and Iran has joined with them. They have become a help to the children of Lot. Now, children of Lot is again Jordan. And don't forget, you remember, now, Edom actually means Esau. You remember the story. How Isaac has two sons, Esau and Jacob. Right? So now we know that we know Esau. However, we know that Esau took the wife of a daughter of Ishmael. So because of that mixed marriage. Now the Bible talk of Edom is also means Arabs. You see that? On the one hand, Jordan, yes. But on the other hand, these are the people of Arabs. So when you study the Bible, you have to be very clear here. Now, brothers, now you discover these people, they unite together. They have conspired together with one mind. Against thee do they make a covenant. So according to this prophecy, one day they will be aligned. Now somehow they want to unite together. They want to fulfill one purpose. So they will say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Now that happened after 1948. Do you see that? Because since 1948, now nation of Israel already reborn. So let us wipe them out as a nation. Now, recently you have heard the spiritual leader of Iran. He said Israel is a cancer. So somehow we have to wipe out, that cancer from that area. Hey, you remember how Arafat spoke to the journalist? He put it in a very polite way. He said, we would like to invite Israelites to drink coffee in that sea. Now you know what it means. So, brother and sister, you can see that. That's really what happened there. Now, Saddam Hussein did exactly the same thing. And they want to liberate that land. Why? They say, come and let us wipe them out as a nation. Now since 1948, Israel already became a nation. But now you have a voice, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. So do you see that? These nations, they unite together. Do you see that? Now, those nations mentioned in Isaiah and also in Jeremiah. Now, how do they play an important role at the end time? Now, they will conspire together with one mind. And they will make a covenant. So you know, an alliance will be formed before the Lord's return. Now, we want to know, what kind of alliance was that? For what purpose? Now, they make that alliance. So, remember, we have to find out from the Word of God. So then, let us read verse 12. And they said, let us possess for ourselves the house of God, the dwelling place of God. Now that's very interesting. Think about it. They didn't say, let us possess for ourselves the dwelling place of their God. Do you see, they didn't say their God, Thomas said. Do you see that? Now they said, the dwelling place of God. So in other words, the God of Israel is also the God of his people. They also believe there is only one God. So in their mind, their Allah is just same as the God of Israel. So you see, now over God they have no argument. They share the same God. So brothers and sisters, now you know what kind of alliance is this. This is religious alliance. Do you see that? Now what is the issue here? Now what is the issue? They said, we want to possess for ourselves the dwelling place of God. Do you see, brothers and sisters? Now what does that mean? Because according to people of Israel, Mount Moriah or Temple Mount is the dwelling place of God. So people of Israel say, this mountain belongs to us. Now Arab people say no. So these people join together, they say no. Some of them are Arab. Some of the Egyptians, like Iran, the people of Iran, they are not Arabs at all. But they are one. They have the same religion. Now, according to this religion, now they don't have to say the dwelling place of their God. No. They know there is only one God. So now you know what kind of religion is this. It's very clear. This is an Islamic alliance. Or this is Muslim alliance. This religious alliance. Do you see that? Now one day, now they will come together. They will make the covenant together. Now in this world, they may be divided. If you talk about terrorism, and some of them are mild, some of them are very, very extreme. But brothers and sisters, when you talk about the issue of Israel, then you discover there is no that division anymore. They say, come, let's wipe them out as a nation. So, brothers and sisters, now you understand, this is a religious alliance. More than political ones. Do you see that? And also, we are very clear here. And there is a religious issue there. It's not just something about territory. Or something about petrol. No, brothers and sisters. The issue is not this. You see, the issue is a religious one. So if you are not careful to deal with the situation, you may kindle a religious war. And jihad in Islamic world is holy war. Now when that happens, now that will be a great tribulation. So now you see, now when things no longer just political, it becomes religious. It can become very, very serious. So what is the issue here? Not just mere political, nor something about territory, nor about gasoline or petrol. What was the issue? Because the people of Israel say, this Mount Moriah is ours. Now, these people say, no. Why? Because this is ours. Because for 1300 years, these two marks are there. So we want this mountain as our in our possession. Now here you have a conflict over a very important issue. Who is the owner of Mount Moriah? Now today if you visit Jerusalem, there is a plateau there. Now that plateau actually is a mountain head, a sandhill. Now that mountain in the Bible is called Mount Moriah. But today we normally call it Temple Mount. Now if you ascend to Temple Mount, you don't see any temple. You only see two mosques. Now especially you have a great mosque in the middle. So it is true for 1300 years. Now two mosques are there. Now, because according to Muslim people, this is dwelling place of God. Now, because of that, they put two mosques there. But then people of Israel will say, now, according to archaeology, according to the Bible, now we have every reason to know that before the mosque was there, in the time of Jesus, the temple was there. So remember, in the early, in the beginning, it was Solomon Temple. So after, later, the temple was destroyed by Babylonians. So people of Israel were captured to Babylon. After 70 years, they came back to rebuild that temple. That temple was called Second Temple. Or Temple of Zerubbabel. Now later in the time of Jesus, it was King Herod who beautified the whole temple. So now that plateau become very important. Now you have a temple complex here. Now it's just like this Bible. From the south to the north. Now, in the time of our Lord Jesus, there are about 6 foot tall American football field. Now, from the west to east, it's about American football.
打上像五个班，每个晚上开一个。
So can you, you can imagine?
你要想想
，that was the most that supposed to be the largest religious square in the time, in the time of our Lord Jesus.
还有耶稣的时代，快都是最大一个更大的广场。
Now when you visit that place, you have to ascend. You have to ascend to the mountain.
你要爬到个大上面。
Now, actually, in the time of Jesus,
还有耶稣的时候
this temple complex is twice as big as in the time of Solomon.
啊，很多圣经的这条主义，还等于所罗门的这条大腿。
So, according to the Bible,
而且圣经
according to archaeology,
而且还话
and we know that it was true. We had a temple of God in that mountain.
我知道，反正圣经曾经在这个大上面。
But now, the Arab people say, no, this is ours. This is ours. Now, even Indonesians, they were not Arabs, but because they belong to the same religion. So they said, this is ours. So you see that? Now, because of that, now the issue is this. To Israelites, they said, this is ours. And for Arabs, for Islamic people, they said, this is ours. So now you discover this is the issue. This is the main issue between these two parties. And don't forget, this is the reason why we have a conflict in Middle East today. So how you are going to solve this problem? Now remember, 2,000 years and July. And then Clinton invited Arafat.
Clinton, Arafat.
And also invited Prime Minister of Israel. So now they had a round table discussion. Now they want to find out a solution. Now of course, the territory is one of the problems. Because you know since 1967. Now, you know the territory of Israel become very large. So now if you want to talk together, then definitely you should return your land. Now don't forget, because of war. So the game of the war is that if you are strong, you will have a territory. For example, 1300 years ago, at that time you had Islamic power, Islamic empire. You had Arab's empire. So they are strong. So because of that, now they conquered Jerusalem. And even that Mount Moriah belonged to the people of Israel. But because the feast of the Arab was so big, so they said, this is ours. Now this is the game of the war. Now if you have force, if you have the strong enough, that's your territory. No argument. Now Arab people will say, now because of the Bible, because of certain reason, we will return the land all back to you. So brothers and sisters, this is the rule of this world. Who is strong enough, you will have your territory, and then there's yours. So brothers, now it is very clear, after 1967, so-called West Bank come back to, so-called West Bank belong to Israel. For example, Shechem, or Hebron. Now they all become part of the territory of Israel. Now more interesting is this. Now before 1967, Jerusalem was divided. But in that 6 days walk, and to our surprise, Jerusalem first time came back to the bosom of Israel. Now for many hundred years, the prayer of the Jews is next year Jerusalem. In a wedding, bridegroom and bridegroom, bride and bridegroom, they will toast each other. Then they always say next year Jerusalem. So since 1967, that dream of 1800 years finally. So Jewish people, after the people of Israel, when they woke up, they discovered Jerusalem came back to their prison. Now you see, brothers. So from that time on, then because the Jerusalem became one, and also Temple Mount, also came back to the bosom of Israel. So as far as sovereignty is concerned, you know that Temple Mount belongs to Israel. Now Israel could say, this mountain is ours. And when General Diane took over the Temple Mount with the paratroopers, and then, you know, and now this, even the Temple Mount belonged to Israel. Now there was a suggestion. Why not just use dynamite to just destroy these two mosques? That was a very dangerous suggestion. If that really happened, now you can imagine jihad already started. So even the hawk, General Diane, after 1 month, and then he returned the key to the authority. In other words, the sovereignty of the of that mountain belonged to Israel. But the authority of that Temple Mount, they have a right to use that mountain. Now normally, now people of Israel, they are not allowed to go there. So this is a very wise decision. So because of that, now we know that even today, Arabs, even the Muslim, even the authority of the authority of the Temple Mount, they still use that mount. But actually, they can claim the sovereignty. Now, one of the reasons why we cannot visit Israel today, it is not because it's very dangerous. Sometimes most dangerous place, most safe place. But the problem is this. Even you visit them today, the Temple Mount is closed. It's a pity if you visit Jerusalem without going to visit the Temple Mount. So if government of Israel say we close it, so nobody can go there. So you see that? So this speaks about the sovereignty of that mountain belong to Israel. Okay, now Palestinians had a long table with Israelites. And President Clinton tried very hard, tried to to try to get two parties closer, getting closer. Of course, there are many issues to talk about. But the first issue is about the territory. Now, United States really put the pressure on Israel. So finally, Israel government agreed to give back 92% of territory. Don't forget, because of war, they obtained the territory. Now, if you want to talk about the territory, you can do the bargaining on the table. Think about it. You don't have use any weapon, or you don't have any use your force. Just through negotiation, you want to get some territory back. It depends on the skill of your negotiation. But now Clinton really put high pressure on Israel. So finally, you know, Israel really yield. Do you know how many percent he's willing to yield? He wants to go back, he wants to return 92% of the territory. Now later we were told it's even up to 96%. You will never have such a high percentage in the table. Unless Israel was ready to surrender. So no such thing happened in history. Just through conversation and negotiation, you will get 92% territory back. But that's what happened. You see? So then there should be peace in the Middle East. But why there was no peace? Then you discover there are two issues. Now these two issues have something to do with the Bible. These are spiritual issues. First, Arafat said, now we want to make Jerusalem as our capital. Because one day we will build our room. That means we will be independent. So by that time we want to take Jerusalem back. And we want to make the capital Jerusalem as our capital. If you study the history of Muslims, never in history of Muslim Jerusalem becomes so important. Never. Baghdad was the center of Islamic world. Istanbul. Now later become the capital of Ottoman Empire. So now you see that's the capital. So remember, by that time Jerusalem only lies in ruins. Now Islamic people or Muslim, they never dream of one day you will make capital out of Jerusalem. You study your history, that never happened before. But now, we want to make Jerusalem as our capital. So that means Jerusalem will be divided again. But don't forget, the day Jerusalem came back to the bosom of Israel, now all the Jewish people of Israel, they say to themselves, now this capital will become our eternal capital. Once Jerusalem coming back to the bosom of Israel, they will never leave Jerusalem. So this is one issue. You cannot solve it. Now brothers, If you study your Bible, now you know why Jerusalem is so important. Jerusalem is so important to Israel. Like Baghdad was so important to
Muslims.
So remember, during this war, when Baghdad received so many bombs, over 2,000 bombs, and some of the bombs almost 2,000 pounds. Now think about it. When those bombs fall into that city, actually those bombs was pounding on the every heart of every Muslim. You never separate Baghdad from the people from Islamic people. You never separate Jerusalem from Israel. So now, brothers and sisters, do you see what is the issue behind it? Now, if you know your Bible, you know that is the issue. But this still, but even one more issue, even another issue, even tougher, even more difficult. And what was that issue? Then Arafat said to Clinton, he said, I'm here representing now 1/5 of population of Israel. I want to represent the Islamic world. We want Temple Mount back. We want to possess ourselves, the dwelling place of God. Do you see that? That's exactly the phrase given in verse 12 here. In other words, one-fifth of the population in Islamic world, they have a cry. Let us possess for ourselves the habitation of God, the dwelling place of God. In other words, we want the Temple Mount back to our sovereignty. You see that? Now, actually, if you think about Palestinians, that actually was a golden opportunity for Palestinians to have a new nation. You will get back 92% of your territory. Then the whole world will recognize you as a nation. Now, brothers, and you know, actually, the time of Arafat was running out. He was not a very healthy person. If he had a dream, one day you have an independent Palestinian state. That definitely is a good opportunity. Now, of course, you can leave other issue later. Why don't you get your benefit, get your advantage immediately? But we don't know why. Just because of this issue. And they cannot get much closer. So now that peace talk failed. So brothers, now you understand the problem is not territory. If it's territory, it must be a political issue. But if the Temple Mount, that religious issue. Now that's the most difficult one. People of Israel say this is ours. Now Islamic people say this is ours. They want to possess for ourselves the habitation of God. They all want Mount Moriah. So brothers, then here you have a dilemma. That's why peace talk failed terribly. That's why since September 28, 2000 years, then you had this bloody conflict between Israel and now you have one suicide bomb after another. Now you know the conflict in Middle East is the most bloody one. Why? It's because now you discover there is a alliance. It's a religious alliance. They have the same goal. They not only want to wipe them out as a nation. They have a common cry. Let's possess for ourselves the dwelling place of God. Let us possess Mount Moriah. Let us possess Temple Mount forever. So brothers, now you know this is the issue. Now, actually, if you really study carefully what happened, you know, people of Israel, they even suggest somehow they can solve this problem. So, their one proposal was this. Now, the prime minister of Israel said, now let's try to compromise. Now if this is Temple Mount, now you find that here you have two mosques. Right? So now according to this proposal, how about this? Now from the platform of the mosque, all the way up to outer space belong to Islamic world. Then from the platform all the way down to the center of the earth, now these belong to people of Israel. How about that? But don't forget, this idea was one of the important proposal. You know why they want that proposal? Because people of Israel, they believe that the missing ark is underground. They believe that when Solomon built the temple, he only thought about in case of wartime. If that ark was in danger, so they already have a secret tunnel, you know, in case there you know how to rescue the ark. According to their tradition, remember the tabernacles of Moses. According to them, all the tabernacle and all the furniture is underground. So now they say, okay, just platform of platform all the way to the center of the earth. That's ours. But finally, it won't work. So you see, brother and sister, now you understand why this issue becomes so tough. Because in our eyes, you find that those ancient nations mentioned in the Bible, before the Lord returned, they unite together. They made a covenant. They become a religious alliance for one purpose. They want to take back the Mount of Moriah. So they want to possess for themselves the dwelling place of God. So brothers and sisters, they never say their God, because they know their God is the one who created heaven and earth. According to themselves, Allah is the one who created heaven and earth. So for this, you have no argument over whose God is. So now they never use a their God or our God. There is a dwelling place of God. So in another word, only Islamic belief and it's very close to the Jewish one. They all believe there is only one God. So now you know how this nation unite together as an Islamic alliance. And this alliance already being formed in front of our eyes. Now, in this alliance, not all are Arabs, no. For example, people of Iran, they are not Arabs. People of Indonesia, they are not Arabs. People of Malaysia, they are not Arabs. Now don't forget, they all cry out, let us possess for ourselves the habitation of God. So brothers, isn't that wonderful? In our eyes, now we are witnessing. Now this thing really happened before our eyes. And now this thing is still going on. You see, brothers and sisters, after the present war, now we don't know what next. But one of the most difficult issues is this. And then you discover actually this is still going on. So brothers and sisters, how you are going to solve this problem? Now if you know your Bible then, this is indeed a great dilemma. You know? Because if you read Malachi, and before Messiah comes, he will suddenly enter into the temple. So you know that before the Lord returns, the temple should be there. Then you will discover the mosque won't be there. That's biblical prophecy. So how are you going to solve this problem? You see that, brothers? So it is very tough problem. And more than that, and if you study Thessalonian letters, the Antichrist will enter into the temple. Remember, he will consider himself as God. You see that, brother? So now you say, now you see, enter the temple of God. So in another word, when Antichrist arrives at appears in this planet, the temple of God already built. So brothers and sisters, now if you observe what happened in the Middle East, you will discover this is no solution. Now Clinton is not great enough to solve this problem. And Bush and Tony Blair adding together is not great enough to solve this problem. Now brothers, does that mean that they are going to have bloodshed? Not necessarily.
Nothing.
So you see, brother, when you know the Bible very well, now we have to be very careful. Sometimes we are too simplified. Now we think, if before the Lord returned, the temple is there, so there must be war before that. And somehow, probably, Israelite really take it by force. Now, brother, that won't solve the problem. You remember in the first Persian Gulf War, Saddam Hussein really hit Israel with missile scud. But that time, many people had hope. They hope that somehow that missile is not very accurate.
到站唔係咁準確。
Man by accident just hit that memorial。
啊，如果係意外地嚟到打中呢個摩利亞
山。So the problem solved。
所以問題解決啦。
No brothers。
No。
Now after many days it will be rebuilt。
啊，好多日之後佢會再被重建。
You know someone who's very crazy really set a fire in that mosque。
你知有啲人好特癲狂啊，佢喺嗰個回教寺度放火。
And now they really rebuild it。
啊，現在佢哋而家重建翻好。
That will solve the problem。
呢個唔會解決個問題。
If you want to use force。
因為有武力
，you never be killed though。If people of Israel dare to use their force，
因為啲人敢用嘅武力
，then that means jihad。
啊，嗰個就會引致聖戰啦。
Do you see that？ It is jihad。
因為聖戰
，Israel is confronting with 1/4 of human population。
啊，呢啲人就面對全世界嘅四分之一嘅人口啦。
Now that would be a tragedy. That would be a
tragedy。悲劇，完全嘅悲劇。
So。Remember, even according to the Bible, one day, according to the Bible, the temple of God should be rebuilt. And that by that time you won't find any mosques. But does that mean that there should be blood shedding? Not necessarily so.
Nothing else.
So there are two possibilities. Now these are just possibilities. One possibility, most likely, when Antichrist signed the contract or signed the treaty with Israel, they will offer Israel. We are going to help you to rebuild the temple. Now don't forget, when Antichrist is in charge, the whole world will follow. So without bloodshedding, that's one possibility. Now, second possibility, according to the Bible, there will be a worldwide economic crisis. And not only Japan has a problem, probably even United States will have a problem. And even the Arab world will have a problem. So when this suffering, when this problem becomes very severe, then probably you expect some people among the Arab world, when they are thinking of the problem, then they discover their number one holy place is Mecca. Number two, Medina. Number three, Jerusalem. So if that's the case, the problem someone people will suggest. Now, today we are in great need of money. So why not we put the Temple Mount in market? And then let's put it on the website, go to eBay. Now who will get the highest price? Let them have this site. Of course, with one condition. If somehow the one who get this mountain, they should use the high tech to move these two mosques peacefully to Mecca. Now you can imagine by that time, all the world of Jewish people will come together. Then they definitely will buy that mountain. Then rebuild their temple. They use high tech, they really can move the whole thing to Mecca. If you visit New Zealand, and you do see that one building really moved from here to there, that's not a miracle, that's what happened today. So brothers and sisters, we don't know what is going to happen. So that doesn't mean that it's bloodshedding. But that does mean the conflict. Now we don't know what kind of conflict. Before the Lord returns, you discover there's no peace in the Middle East. No matter what kind of joint effort between United States or the United Kingdom, it won't solve the problem. So, brother and sister, now you discover. Now, why today we are in such a the world? But something even more difficult. People of Israel and people of Arab, they not just fight over a mountain. Now, when they come together, they discover their way are very narrow. So it's almost impossible. Now, according to most recent archaeological discoveries, very interesting. Suppose you visit the mosque. And then you will find a rock in that mosque. Now, according to tradition, that's the very place Abraham offered his son Isaac. So, according to tradition, this rock actually is a foundational rock for the holiest holy. Now, holy is holy is part of temple. Now, do you understand? In other words, the rock that is in mosque today actually is a very foundational rock for building the temple. And surprising enough, if you visit that rock today, you will find a rectangular depression. Depression. So what is the size of that depression? If you measure the measurement, it is exact the size of the ark. This cannot be accident. So brother, if this is true, now that piece of rock, indeed the foundational rock of the whole temple. So now brothers, these two people not only fight over a mountain, they are even fighting a stone. Now the world is so big. Why one mountain? And why one piece of stone? Do you see that? The temple ought to be rebuilt. Now what happened? You have to destroy the mosque. If the mosque is there, the temple has to be destroyed. So brothers, what is the solution? No solution. It takes a miracle for that thing to happen. So brothers, it was a miracle people of Israel came back to Israel. It was a miracle that a nation of Israel was reborn. It was a miracle people of Israel came back from all over the world. And it was a miracle. Jerusalem came back to its own bosom on 1967. Finally, it takes the miracle of God. One day you will discover the temple of God should be rebuilt on the mount, on the temple mount. So my brother and sister, now you understand what the issue here. The issue here is very simple. That is, in front of our eyes, a line's already being formed. Now, of course, today's alliance is very loose. It's not a military alliance.
不是一个政治的联盟,
but one day,
哪一天?
It will become political one.
不是一个政治的联盟,
it will become military one.
不是一个政治的联盟,
so religious one plus military one plus political one.
啊,虽然政治的,啊,政治的联盟,但政治的联盟,
and that only happen before the Lord's return.
哦,发生,还到举办了之前,
so brothers,
所以弟兄,
now, what we have seen today is the initial and partial fulfillment of the prophecy of Psalm
83.
There was an interview with Bin Laden. Now, Bin Laden said to his interviewer, he said, I had a dream. I was so impressed with Ottoman Empire. Remember, before Ottoman Empire, you had Islamic Empire.
Now,
Islamic Empire is all Arabs. Do you see that? That empire was created by Arabs. So that's why called Arabs Empire. But later, you have another empire. Ottoman Empire. Now remember, Ottoman Empire, most of them are Turks. Now Turks are not Arabs. However, they believe in Muslims. So they have a caliphate. You see, they have their system is just like a religious system. So they really put the state and the religion together. So remember the nature of Ottoman Empire. The components of that empire not necessarily Arabs. But remember, they are one in religion. They are not one in races. Now, in that empire, you may have Iranian. You may have the people of Malaysia. You may have the people of the Philippines. You may have people of Indonesia. You even may have Chinese. Like Xinjiang, for example. You see, no matter what, they belong to different people. But they share the same faith. And finally, they unite as one. Now in history, it was called Ottoman Empire. Now you know Ottoman Empire collapsed after the First World War. Now you understand why Bin Laden in his document, he said for 80 years our nation was in great humiliation. Now first time in 80 years our knife has reached the soil of the United States. So he means the collapse of Twin Towers. You know, Japan tried to bring the war into the soil of the United States. Hitler also tried to do that. Even Moscow Empire tried to do that. They never were successful. But remember, on September 11th, and now the whole world witnessed something. It is true, now the knife, their knife really reached the soil of the United States. So now why he say 80 years? He said our nation. What did he mean? He meant Saudi Arabia? Of course not. He meant Afghanistan? Of course not. He meant Ottoman Empire. So he talked to his interviewer. He said, look at the European Union. Look. These Christian nations, they thought that these are all Christian nations because they don't know the situation. And they think German, they think Germany, France, even UK, they are Christian, they are Christian nations. But they don't know the true story. So according to the letter, now what is European Union? These Christian nations, they are united together. One. So according to Ladder, he has a comment. He said, now,
you know,
if this is possible for Christian nations, why it is not possible for Muslim nations? This is the dream of Bin Laden. Now don't forget. After a person got war, even Iraq was defeated. Now all scholars of political science agree. There was a legacy of Saddam Hussein. Even he disappeared into history by that time. Saddam Hussein already had a great legacy behind. Now, what is that legacy? Now, remember, after the first Persian Gulf War, there was a great awakening among Arabs. They asked one question. We have petrol. We have Quran, which is supposed to be very perfect. We ought to be wealthy and a strong country. Why we have no match with the Western world? So there was a great awakening. That is one. That what does that mean? That means somehow we fell our Allah. We are not faithful to Allah. We are far from the teaching of Quran. Now we want to go back to Quran. In another word, let us go back to 7th century. Remember, now that's the revival of fundamentalists. Now they share the same dream. When they look back, they remember the glory of Ottoman Empire. Now they dream one day there will be a Ottoman Empire revived. So, brother and sister, this dream is in every heart of Arabs today. We have to understand that. Now, why this is so? Don't forget. Because Psalm 83 tells us this is the Mecca trend of this world. So it's very clear, brothers and sisters. Now, in the beginning, it was only religious one. But sooner or later, it will be a political and a military. Now, it depends on how you are going to reach that goal. Either by a drastic method. By a violent method. So now that's the method of extremists. Now they have their way, they have their methods. Also, they are mild ones. But no matter what, whether they are extreme or whether they are very mild, but this was the legacy of Saddam Hussein. Now, brothers and sisters, remember, I think Saudi Arabia spent lots of money to establish 10,000 schools of Muslims. Now, you're right. Just you. So you don't have to pay the tuition. You don't have to pay the tuition. You don't have to study physics or chemistry. No, only one book is enough.
Yeah,
and not only you read that book, you memorize that book with one condition. You have to memorize using Arabic language. Even you are Chinese. If you attend that school, if you want to be graduate, now you have to memorize that in Arabic language. Now, Quran is almost like a 3/4 of our New Testament. Now, if you are Chinese, if you want to memorize whole Quran, probably take 3 years. Then you will be graduate. Now you remember. Taliban. In Afghanistan. Now those people were graduated from this kind of school. And that school is in Pakistan. And they were graduated from Harvard of that area. So remember. That's why you sometimes you just don't understand. Now this is the trend. This is the tendency here. Why? Very clear. Now my brothers and sisters. And we already see something happen. And sometimes we don't understand why 9/11. And why such a turmoil in the culture? And why now? But we forgot actually the legacy of Saddam Hussein is this. But more than that, Saddam Hussein has another legacy. Those who study international terrorism, they put all the data in computer. Since 1968, now you have enough data to analyze the trend of the international terrorism. There is an organization called RAND, R-A-N-D. They use most scientific ways to study what happened to the international terrorism. And they found something very interesting. After a person got war. Now again, this is legacy of Saddam Hussein. Now what happened? Very interesting. If you draw the curve and try to analyze the behavior of international terrorism, then they discover after 1990. After Persian Gulf War, there's a great change of behavior of terrorism. The frequency of terrorism did not increase. However, the visibility of terrorism become greatly enhanced. In another word, now the visibility become great. How can you make it invisible? In another word, the big thing just know one or two. Now that will make people see that. So now the number of victims, hundreds, even thousands. So what does this mean? Today's terrorism is new terrorism. Now after the Persian Gulf War, now we witness the birth of new terrorism. What is new terrorism? Now, terrorism was a very old one. But ancient terrorism, now when they only kill those government officials and many others, so their action is surgical. Their action is selective. They never aim at children and women and no. So new terrorism, all they want is effect. They don't care how many people. Then the whole world will see it. So that's new terrorism. Now that's what has happened in September 11th. Think about it. These people, they were able to transform four civilian airplanes into four missiles. Do you see that? Use the resource and the flesh and blood of the enemy. Using their gasoline, using their petrol. Even use their technique, know how to fly. Now, finally, of September 11th. The performance is such that even Hollywood had no match. Now remember, how much they have spent? They spent only less than half a million. They were able to perform a fact. Is so impressed. This is new terrorism. This is the legacy of Saddam Hussein. Among 19 hijackers, only 6 of them know that they are going to die. Another 13 people, they don't know. Because they thought this is still all ancient terrorism. The old terrorism means this. You want as many people as possible to watch. But you want as little as possible to die. But that's not so with new terrorism. It was so horrible. No wonder if you live in New York. Now, when you take a subway, in many people's mind, always think of a dirty bomb. Now, dirty bomb is not atomic bomb. It's something with high radiation. But you can kindle it with normal fire. You just take a suitcase, that's enough. And you even can use your telephone, your mobile phone to remote control it. Then the effect is tremendous. That's really the tragedy. So, brothers and sisters, now you understand why all these things happen. Remember, there is a reason. Somehow there is a hatred there. Now, that's why I say. Now, the troublemaker was Abraham. He was not supposed to give birth to Ishmael. He tried to help God. But it ended up with such a tragedy. No one can solve that problem. So brothers, how accurate it is. Our Lord said, behold the fig tree. And all the trees. Now, when you see them putting forth the leaves, you know summer is near. Not only you witness the rebirth of nation of Israel, those ancient nations mentioned in the Bible, in Isaiah or in Jeremiah. Now remember, finally they will play an important role before the Lord's return. Now, in what way? Psalm 83 is the way. So not just one by one. Now they will unite together. And probably one day. Now, not only the Babylonian Empire will revive. Now, according to the wish of many people, they want to see Ottoman Empire will revive. tell you they want to go back to the glory in the past. So brothers, nothing will make them happy until they
see
the resurrection of Ottoman Empire. So brothers and sisters, what does that mean? Means that religious or Islamic alliance given in Psalm 82, 83. It will become political and also military. When that happens, it means the revival of Ottoman Empire. Is it possible? Yes. Tomorrow morning, I would like to show you from another book of the Bible. This morning we are occupied with Isaiah and Jeremiah. We have four major prophetic books. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel. Tomorrow morning I will show you Daniel. Tomorrow evening I will show you Ezekiel.
There
are four major prophetic books. Now if you really go to Daniel, then to your surprise, according to the Bible, one day, not only the Babylonian Empire will be revived, now even Ottoman Empire also will revive. So brothers and sisters, now you can see when you study your Bible carefully, all the things will come together. Then tomorrow evening, I will show to you from the book of Ezekiel another important thing. So before the Lord returns, now you see the word of God is such so clear. Now, when you put together, it is a whole picture. Never by accident. And the word of Christ is so clear. Not only fig tree, all the trees. Now, when you consider all the trees, you have Babylonian Empire. And then, not only Babylonian Empire, you have Islamic alliance. One day, end up with something like Ottoman Empire. So brothers, before the Lord returns, now one fifth of world population will shake the whole world. You know very well. In 1968, in London, there is only one mosque. And now more than 1,000 mosques. One of the church, they said the missionary, famous missionary called William Carey. But if you want to visit that church, no longer there. Already become a mosque. So brothers and sisters, remember, according to the Lord's word, now one day, the descendant of Ishmael will play a very important role. You live in England, in UK, or if you visit Paris, it becomes very visible. And some people told us, if you go to visit South Paris, you will find more mosques than the church. So remember, now, Muslim faith now developed very, very fast. We just cannot imagine. So according to the word of God, remember, the descendants of Ishmael and also this Islamic alliance finally will develop and again develop. It will play a very important role before our Lord's return. So with this understanding, we are able to know what's happening, what's going on today. Many Christians, they just don't know what we are going today. You have to understand what's happening today from the perspective of the Word of God. I think tonight our time is gone.
So
tomorrow morning we will continue. Now we will go to Book of Daniel. Then we will see something. We will see something even much more clear. I think tonight we'll end here. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we commit this word into your hand. We pray that you do speak this word to us. We need your mercy, Lord. We need you to wake us up. Let us not just fall into sleep. Now we should know what time is it now. We should know how dark is the night now. We know that you are coming back very soon. But we study your word, especially prophetic word. We know that we are indeed at the end time. We pray that you will continue to speak to everyone. If it is your will, bring us back tomorrow. Continue to speak to us. We pray that tomorrow should be the day for you to speak to us in a very thorough and deep way. Make us ready, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.